And now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, Gangbusters!
Nickname of Jock. He may be armed. More to follow on Gangbusters Clues.
Gangbusters, the only national program that brings you authentic police case histories, has asked C.W. Bud Young, Sheriff of Washoe County, Nevada, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Sheriff Young.
Thank you and good evening, Gangbusters listeners. As all police officers know, an important break in a murder case can sometimes be nothing more than a tip. An anonymous phone call to the police, an unsigned letter, even a rumor, these have often brought a killer to justice. And tonight's unusual case contains just such a break. It began on December 8th when a vacationing carpenter named Roger Kensel ended a brief visit with friends near Los Angeles, California. Early that morning, he set out on the highway to drive home, and about noon, he pulled his car to a stop.
Want fire?
Go away!
Well, come on!
Thanks, mister. I've been standing there for 2 hours.
I don't pick up hitchhikers ordinarily. Guess it's pretty cold, though, huh?
Sure is. I say, if I hadn't Reno, the mercury's down to 32.
Don't say. Live around here, do you?
I just passed it through. My name is Olney, Steve Olney.
Well, mine's Roger Kensel.
You live on the coast, Mr. Kessel?
No, I've been visiting friends in Los Angeles. Hey, you mind more company?
What?
Up ahead there on the side of the road. That fellow looks like he could use a ride, too.
Yeah, he sure does.
Think I should stop?
Well, it'll be nice of you, Mr. Kessel. It's awful cold out there.
Oh, why not? Got plenty of room. Maybe later on we can spell each other at the wheel.
I'm a good driver if you want me to take a turn.
Just open your door for him, will you?
Yeah, sure thing.
Want a lift?
Yeah, you bet I do.
Hop in. Three in the front's okay.
Just get in the back, mister. Don't need a crowd. Yep, front.
Suit yourself. This fella here was hitchhiking, too.
Oh, yeah?
I just got in a mile or so back.
I guess this is our lucky day, huh? You and me.
Looks that way.
It does?
I think so.
It's good enough for me. What's his name?
Kensel.
You say something to me?
No, but I'm going to. Just pull over the side.
What?
You heard him pull over.
Grab the wheel, Steve. Make sure.
Now, just a minute.
I got it.
All right, now relax, Buster. Don't try anything. This ain't a cap pistol I got here.
Look, just don't hurt me, you understand? Don't get nervous or anything. I swear you can
shut
have...
up. Turn off the motor, Steve.
Right.
All right, you out.
You two, you know each other.
Out.
I don't understand. You were a mile apart.
Yeah, we travel better that way. See what he's got, Steve.
Oh, still.
Suppose I hadn't stopped a second time.
You asked too many questions. Find anything?
No, not yet.
Heather, listen to me.
You'd have stopped. Steve would have seen to that.
Sure.
You just made it easy, Mr. Kensel. All right, Olney, let's take him.
I'm ready. You, turn around.
Take me. Take me where?
For a walk, sweetheart. Now move.
Look, we've been here in these woods all afternoon.
Yeah, time sure flies, huh, Mr. Kensel?
Well, won't you at least tell me what you're going to do?
You'll see. Won't he, Mike?
That's right.
I told you, take my car. You got my money? Take the car and just leave me.
You know something, Mr. Kensel? Just what we're planning on.
Then why don't you? I can't stand just waiting like this.
We like it better when it's dark.
You know something, Steve? It's just about dark enough now.
I swear, I won't do anything. I'll wait here as long as you say. I won't even try to telephone.
Yeah, we know that, Mr. Kensel.
Then you going now?
Pretty soon. Think it's Dark enough, Steve?
Yeah, it looks that way to me.
All right, up on your feet, Mr. Ketzel.
Take me back to my car?
Not exactly. Come on now, stand up.
I don't know what Mike says, Mr. Ketzel. He's got a terrible temper.
Look, Bill, don't hurt me. Don't you see, you got what you want. Please don't hurt me.
Oh, you must think that we're awful dumb, Mr. Ketzel.
Dumb? No, I don't. I think you're smart, both of you.
Thanks. You know our names, Mr. Ketzel. You know our faces. Sure, we're smart enough to think about that.
I won't tell, I swear. I won't tell anybody.
We know you won't.
Please, if you don't tell me what you're going to do, I...
All right, turn around, start walking.
Walking?
Move.
Oh, all right. Whatever you say.
Slow, Mr. Ketzel. Just keep walking. That's right, toward the woods.
Whatever you say. I promise I'll do whatever you say.
Scared, ain't he?
Yeah.
Just keep walking?
Yeah, you're doing fine, Mr. Ketzel. Now, Steve...
I think so, Mike.
Now.
Want me to go look and make sure, Mike?
No need to. Give me a cigarette.
Here. We, are ready to go?
Sure.
Funny.
Yeah, what is?
Him promising not to tell. I guess we'll never know if he'd have kept that promise or not.
Mind talking, Steve. Will you just keep looking out for cops?
But it's time of night way out here on the highway.
I told you, I don't like driving a hot car.
I'm sure won't be looking for it yet, Mike.
Yeah, but just the same. As soon as we get someplace, we gotta get rid of it. Hey, maybe up ahead. See those lights? It must be Reno.
Reno, Nevada?
Oh, there ain't two of them. Why?
Got a girlfriend in Reno, Nevada. Near there, anyway. Name Marie.
Yeah?
She's some kid, Mike. Man.
Hey, you never used to talk about her back in Stir.
Marie ain't the kind you talk about.
No?
Girl like Marie just thinks to yourself, you know?
But she's okay, huh?
Well, she is. Got a nice little place of her own, too.
She liked visitors?
Always did. Why?
You just gave me an idea, Steve.
Why are we stopping here? Ain't any lights or anything.
But the spot's perfect. Nobody can see us from either direction. Now go on, hop out, huh?
Hey, call out here. Hey, where's that extra can of gasoline we bought?
In the back. Well, what's the idea, Mike?
Right here. You take the can and start slopping the gas into the car.
Well, we weren't going to burn it till we got someplace.
Look, Steve, you said you'd trust me, didn't you?
Oh, sure.
Well, then go on, will you? Pour that gas around.
There.
Yeah. Inside, too. Up on the seat.
Yeah, I know.
That do it?
All camp for.
All right, stand back. Now, wait back, will you? That pile's really gonna burn.
Like an awful big flame, won't it? Before somebody stops.
Let him. Dark night like this, we can be a mile up the road. All set? I'll toss a match.
It's a shame, pretty car like that.
All right, watch it now. Here she goes.
Man, let's get out of here.
I'm with you, Steve. Get moving.
Like what?
Reno, didn't I tell you? We're going to see your girl. Hey, Marie.
Yeah, I know. Another drink.
You guessed it, honey.
Steve, you'd better get back here with another bottle pretty soon. We're running out.
What's the matter? What'd I do?
Well, you do all right with the sauce, I'll say that. Here you are.
Thank you. Look away. Come on. Sit here.
Well, what about Steve?
Well, what about him?
That's right. What about him? Move over.
Glad to see you, Sonny.
Well, I'm always polite to old friends.
Sure. How about new ones?
That depends on whether they're trouble. You know, I think you're trouble, Mike.
Who, me? Why?
Well, the heater, for one thing. I don't like guns.
Oh, it's just in case we meet up with bad men on the road, honey.
Steve says you already have.
Steve talks too much.
He'll be back any minute.
So what?
But I'm his friend.
Great. You're mine.
Well, nothing, Steve. I was just fixing your friend a drink.
Some drink? You told me to trust you, Mike.
I'm sorry, kid. Me and Marie were just getting acquainted.
Yeah, that's all, Stevie. You want a drink, too?
Honest, pal. Look, I'm sorry.
Sure, Stevie. Now, don't get mad.
Marie.
Yeah?
Come here, Marie.
Well, like you said, Stevie, we were just trying...
The minute I turn my back.
Let it out, will you?
Yeah, Steve, there's no sense in beating her up.
I think there's a lot of sense
now,
in
Steve,
it.
Steve, wait. We'll hit the road, kid. Okay, Steve?
After I take care of her.
Are you crazy or something? Beat him up, why don't you? He's the one starting to get fresh.
I can't. Mike is my friend.
Come on, let's check out, Steve, huh? Okay?
In a minute. Come here, Marie.
Now look, Steve, no. No.
A mess, Marie. Honest, what happened?
You really want to know, Rudy?
Sure. Yeah, on the house.
Gee, thanks. You really want to know?
Not unless you want to talk about it.
I ran into an old friend.
Huh?
That's what I said, an old friend.
Looks more like you ran into a brick wall.
Crummy jerks. If I wanted to, I could fix their wagons, but good.
I knew when you came in you were mad.
Give me another slug, will you, Rudy?
Yeah.
I can fix them real good.
I wouldn't blame you.
Here I was, entertaining two callers, see? An old gentleman friend of mine.
Yeah?
Him and his buddy. Here I was offering them hospitality, you understand?
Like anybody would, you know.
That's right, like anybody would. Then you know what happened?
I can see.
Oh, I mean before that, this friend of my friend, you understand?
I'm with you.
He tries to get fresh.
Yeah?
Listen, I tell the creep. Listen, I say, I am a lady. You understand?
Sure you are, Marie.
Him and his heater, I could fix them both good.
Heater?
Gun.
Not so loud.
As a matter of fact...
What are you talking about?
As a matter of actual fact... You got a phone?
Right behind you.
Would you give me a dime, Rudy?
Anything you say, Marie.
Thanks.
Hey, Marie.
Yeah?
Don't do anything dumb now.
Yeah, what's dumb about fixing a couple of heels?
Nothing, I guess. Anyway, they sure fix you.
Oh, where did
Pick it up.
There it is. Can you beat it? Hospitality I offer them, and look at me. Just, hello, operator. Give me the cops. Cops. Police. What? Sure, it's an emergency, a big one. That's right.
Hey, don't mention this to him, Marie, promise?
Well, certainly not. You want him to think I'm a bum? Oh, please? Well, never mind that. I want to tell you something. What? All right, but hurry up. I may change my mind.
Maybe you better hang up, Marie.
Well, what for? Hello? Yeah, that's right. I got a little news for you boys. It's about a gun. Gun. No, I ain't got a gun. These creeps have. Yeah, well, take it easy, will you? I'm coming to that. One of them is Olney. Yeah, that's right. Steve Olney, and his pal is Mike Galena. Well, how should I know how to spell it? Just a second. Hey, Rudy.
This ain't good, Marie.
Would never end. Just light me a cigarette, Rudy. You still there? All right, now listen. I'm going to tell you a lot.
Every Monday night, the star's address is the exciting address for Mr. and Mrs. Detective in person, also known as Mr. and Mrs. North. Criminals and killers always lose when that whole family of slick sleuths get on their trail. Don't miss your appointment with action, adventure, and intuition as Mr. and Mrs. North go into action Monday night on most of these same stations. Back to Gangbusters and Sheriff Bud Young of Washoe County, Nevada.
An anonymous telephone call, Gangbusters listeners, sometimes sets off fireworks. Or, in the case of Marie's call to the police, it opens a trail leading to murder. Marie's call was transferred to my office, and while I talked, Undersheriff Gerald Logan had little difficulty in tracing the call to a local tavern. When Logan and I arrived at the tavern, Marie was still there.
I never told you where I was.
Never mind that, miss. Let's hear some more about your friend.
Oh, them.
The ones with the gun.
Excuse me, would you officers care for a drink on the house?
No, thanks.
You understand? I got a respectable place here.
Oh, sure.
Now, these guys Marie's talking about, they weren't in here.
Yeah, we understand.
No, sir, I don't allow hoods hanging around in here.
Relax. So you got a nice, respectable tavern.
You sure you won't have a drink on the house?
We'd like to talk to Marie.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
go
right ahead.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, Marie, you said these men are Steve Olney and Mike Galena, is that right?
Correct. Right on the nose.
Known them long, Marie?
One of them I just met tonight.
Yeah, we can see that you did. You know they both have records, of course.
They have?
Well, that's a big surprise, huh?
Well, it certainly is.
Any idea which way they were headed when they left you?
Well, to tell you the truth, I wasn't looking.
All right, then try this. Did either of them smell like fire?
I beg your pardon?
As if they'd been near a fire. You know, could you smell smoke on them? Or gasoline, maybe?
Well, I didn't notice.
But you're sure Galena had a gun?
Oh, I'm positive. Creeps, I'm positive.
But
they may be our boys, Jerry.
Want to have Marie take a look at the body? She just might know him.
Maybe.
Body? What body?
A man was shot, Marie. Shot, and so far as we can figure, his car was burnt up, too.
Well, you think my friends... You mean Steve and Mike could do a thing like that?
I don't know. Looking at you, though, I'd say they might.
Roar, will you? Yeah, you.
Hi, Marie.
You got a nerve.
Shut the door, will you, Marie?
Steve, I don't know if I should let you in or not.
You being on account of last night?
I'm sorry about that, Marie.
Sorry? Look at me. My eyes are mad.
Yeah, well, that's one reason I came back. To apologize.
Who's your friend?
Mike? Oh, me and him split up.
Well, it's a good thing.
Yeah, there's a little heat on around here. We decided it'd be easier to travel alone.
You know, I still ain't said you can come in.
I am in, baby. I apologize, didn't I?
You know what I said to myself? You know?
Know what?
Marie is a lady, I said. Now, if I apologize like a gentleman, Marie will forget it like a lady. That's just what I said, Marie.
Well, don't you put it like that.
Who's that?
Well, if it's your crummy friend, the two of you can just
can't
get...
Can't be Mike. Don't open it, honey.
It's probably Esty. I just... Who is it?
Stand back, Marie.
Marie, it's cops.
Don't move.
Marie, you dirty, stinking stool!
Marie, watch his gun! All right, you had enough? Put your hands in the air. Drop the gun.
All right. Don't shoot anymore.
Take him, Jerry.
Right. Just keep your hands where they are.
Marie? Marie!
What?
You can come out from under that table now.
I could get my hands on her for just 1 minute.
You won't, so forget it. Now, you're going to tell us where Galena is?
Who's he?
Come on, Steve. I make it tougher.
Never heard of.
You will, Steve. I promise you, you will. True to his own twisted code, Gangbusters listeners, Steve Olney refused to give any information leading to Mike Galena. A week went by, and then two, while the manhunt spread to 15 states. Finally, in my office in Reno, the break came. Come in.
The man at the desk said just to walk in.
That's right. What can we do for you?
Well, my name's Inning. Pete Inning. I'm an orderly in the city hospital.
I think I've seen you around. This is Mr. Logan.
How are you?
Oh, what's the trouble, Inning?
I got no trouble, Sheriff. It's about that picture in the paper a week or so ago. A man named Galena.
What about him?
Well, it's a funny thing. I make a hobby of looking at pictures of guys, in the post office and the papers, like this one you're looking for.
Go on, Inning.
Well, this is going to sound crazy, but I swear I just took him out of our ambulance.
What?
The driver said he picked him up at that rooming house out on Woodlawn. Someone called and said their janitor was sick, so he went out to get him.
And you think the janitor is Galena?
Yeah, I think so. I tell you something else kind of funny, too.
You're right ahead.
The docs at the hospital said that he made himself sick.
He what?
He swallowed a lot of stuff to get sick. You know, on purpose.
What do you think, Jerry?
Well, we've followed up a lot of cockeyed leads, bud. No reason to let this one go by.
I told you, didn't I, Sheriff? You heard the doc say he's faking. They're just keeping him here for you.
Is this his room, Inning?
Yeah, this is it, 301. The nurse is down at the end of the hall if you want her.
No, we'll see him alone. All set, bud?
Check. You stay out here, Inning.
Yes, sir.
Like our patient is asleep.
Yeah, he looks real sick, too, doesn't he?
Yeah. Galena!
What do you know? He can move.
You got company, Galena. Police.
Will you go away? I'm sick.
We got news for you, Galena. You want to hear it?
No, I'm sick. Will you go away?
I think he wants to hear it, Bud, right now.
Hey, what? Let go of my...
On your feet, Galena, now. Fast.
What's the big idea? I'm a sick man.
I'll give you the idea, Galena, and fast. We've had Steve on ice for 2 weeks.
Huh?
He sang his head off.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've got to ring for the doc.
You stand still and listen.
Oh.
Roger Kensel, you took him in the woods, took his doe, and then shot him in the back. That sound like the story?
We got it all, Galena. The gun, where you stopped to buy the can of gas, the works.
Even Marie.
Will you have a heart? Look, I'm sick, I tell you.
I got news for you, Galena.
Yeah?
You're a lot sicker than you think.
I am.
You are. And you know something else? You aren't ever going to get well. On March 20th, Gangbusters listeners, both Steve Olney and Mike Galena were found guilty of the murder of Roger Kensel. Sentenced by the Washoe County Court, both men were removed to the Nevada State Prison and were executed.
Thank you, Sheriff C.W. Bud Young of Washoe County, Nevada. And now, Gangbusters Nationwide Clues, broadcast every week to assist American police in their war against the underworld. Attention all citizens. Maintain vigilance for Clarence Dye, one of the 10 most wanted men in the country, being sought by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution for armed robbery. His official description.
Clarence Dye, alias Jock, age 43, 5 feet 10, 140 pounds, medium build, brown hair, blue eyes, fair complexion. May seek work as welder or cook. This man has scars over his left eyebrow, a blue scar over right eyebrow, and a tattoo of initial CD on right forearm.
Caution, Dye is probably armed and should be considered extremely dangerous. He reportedly has stated that he will not be taken into custody alive and will attempt to kill any officer arresting him. Attention all citizens. Watch for Everett Bruce Carroll, wanted by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution for the crime of burglary. Listen carefully to his official description.
Age 52, 6 feet 3 inches, 175 to 210 pounds, slender build, brown hair graying, blue eyes, medium complexion, both hands and arms badly scarred as a result of burns. Repeating, hands and arms badly scarred from burns. May seek work as a bulldozer operator.
Caution, Carroll may be armed and should be considered dangerous. Attention all citizens, be alert for this man, McKinley Norfleet, wanted by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution for the crime of murder. His official description.
McKinley Norfleet, alias Mac, age 55, Negro, 5 feet 11, 165 pounds, slender build, black hair, brown eyes, dark complexion, may seek work as a laborer. This fugitive has a scar on the back of his head and gold front teeth. He reportedly appears to be grinning at all times.
Caution! Norfleet may be armed. Watch for him. If you have any information concerning these clues, notify your local police, the nearest office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters at once. Tonight's Gangbusters case was written by Robert J. Shaw and directed by Leonard L. Bass, with Tom Holland and Eileen Palmer in leading roles. This production was supervised for CBS Radio by Jerry Danzig. Gaylord Avery speaking. Of the Hong Kong Casanova on Gangbusters, a production of CBS Radio in cooperation with Phillips H. Lord. America's king of the singing cowboys, Gene Autry, rides every Sunday on CBS Radio. You're cordially invited to ride with him to new adventures and to pause at Melody Ranch just long enough for some sagebrush songs that somehow don't ever get in the way of the riding and the shooting. It's a half hour of fine Western entertainment, CBS Radio's Gene Autry Show. Tomorrow night on most of these same stations. Stay tuned now for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately over most of these same stations. Listen while you work, every weekday, too, to the CBS Radio Network.